Donnie's not here. Don't expect the gloves. I'm Harry, Jesse's mob. We're best friends like two turtle doves.
Oh, like best bruvs?
Hello, bruv.
That's where I thought you were going with that.
Yeah, I like started back a little bit. I just didn't know where the second turtle dove was.
Jesse.
I've been listening to Christmas music every single day, so I don't care. You don't even have to throw a Christmas joke in. Every day? Not by choice.
You have a girl living in the house now.
Yeah, and there's just Christmas.
You're screwed.
All the time, Christmas music.
Who's covering the Christmas music, though?
I don't know. They're all mixing together at this point.
You don't know, like, who the artist is?
No, I have no idea. Once in a while, I'll throw, like, I got, like, a house music mix I'll throw on. That's like a Christmas one. I'm like,
House Christmas mix?
Yes. Like, I have to throw it on.
Deck the halls.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, it was a battle the other day, Christmas music.
I'm like a classic Christmas music guy, like Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. Oh, marshmallow world.
I'm like a Hanukkah song.
12 Pains of Christmas.
Yeah, I'm the funny Christmas
Why aren't
guy.
They blinking?
Yeah, or like the South Park ones. I can get down Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. No?
I mean, I'm in the middle, but I still did. Dude, like they always set you up for like one movie that isn't on a streaming service, even though you have like 37 fucking streaming services.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, one movie's not there.
And it's like a dollar to rent it.
She's like, the Jim Carrey Grinch.
No,
I'm like, they got us. Every movie's on every streaming service.
It's not on anything?
Nope, nothing.
That's impossible.
Right before Christmas will be on there.
And right after Christmas.
It's like a Munkle for your uncle. Camp for your aunt.
Hot take, don't like that one.
Stop it.
I swear.
Really?
Yes, I never did.
I feel like it didn't get good reviews when it first came out, but like people learned to love it.
It's just like, I don't know what it is. It's not the Grinch. He's not the Grinch in it. I don't know. It's just not for me. Not for me.
I love it. I think he's good. But do you like Mike Myers as the cat in that?
I've never seen it.
Really?
Is it like
it's
the
even
same
trippy,
thing?
Actually.
It's like the same thing, but just
but
Mike
like
Myers
the kinda... Dude, the Grinch, there's some like really funny like
I've never seen it from
shit.
Start to end because I just can't get it.
Really?
I can't do it. I don't know. I can't
oh,
do it.
Dude. There's some good stuff in there for sure. And it has like all the Ron Howard like little things like his brother's in there.
Yeah, like all the Ron Howard stuff.
Yeah.
I think
and like
just,
a lot of Adam
about that
Sandler movies too.
Really?
Yeah, he's like he's the other guy that's like Joe Mantegna. That's Ron Howard's brother, right?
Which one?
And Waterboy.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe I'm not thinking. Yeah, same guy. And he's like the second in charge in the Grinch. It's like the guy's the mayor of the town. He's the second guy. He like shaves his head just like him.
Who? Clint Howard?
Yeah, Clint Howard and everything.
Oh, that's.
That's not, none of those are Clint Howard.
No, I don't know why for some reason it went to his daughter. Come on, internet.
That's a good picture of him, Mom.
That is a bad stuff.
Dude, he's been in, like, go down the line. Can you go down?
That's the picture of the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. But he's been in.
I know who he is now.
He's been in serious movies, but also hilarious movies. He's like Austin Powers. He's definitely one of the guys like, oh, what a big, we talked last week.
He's the military guy.
I feel like he's also Johnson. In Armageddon, though. Like, and he did it, like, serious. Look, let's get a fucking
his filmography?
No, like, yeah, filmography. We need it. IMDb, Clint Howard's.
Ice Cream Man, The Old Way, with Nicolas Cage.
I feel like there's a lot of shitty movies right now, but I think there's a lot of good ones.
House of the Dead. You think
Apollo 13, Waterboy. I was right.
Ticks. The Grinch. Dentist 2.
The Grinch. Little Nicky.
Yeah, he's a Little Nicky.
Alabama Moon. Everybody loves that one.
I don't know any of these fucking movies. I don't know.
Austin Powers. I said that one.
Blubberella.
Backdraft? Backdraft?
Look, Blubberella.
It's like Machete.
These are like a lot of like B movies. Oh, what's it? Look, Barbed Wire with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, that was a biggie. Remember that?
I remember.
It actually was.
Big Bad Wolf.
Tango and Cash.
American Bigfoot.
Free from Hell.
Appleseed.
Johnny. Cinderella Man?
Okay, he wasn't in that.
If you're in Cinderella Man, I mean, you might as well give the guy a goddamn Oscar. That's a good one. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, of course.
Donnie's like, I don't really think it holds up to real fighting standards.
Look, is this him in it?
Oh my God, that's a nice beard. I feel like that's what I look like on a Thursday.
This is you on a Thursday.
Post that.
That's him as Santa.
Oh my God, look at that. No. All I remember is in Grinch, he shaves his head right down the middle when the guy does. He's like,
I haven't seen the Grinch enough to even knew that he was in it.
Dude, that's a banger. So,
I don't like it. I can't get banger. Into it. No, it's not.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
That's a tough one.
You don't have to say it right
now. Other than Die Hard. No. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Gremlins?
I said that to someone the other day and they tried to tell me it wasn't a Christmas movie.
The Friday After Next.
Oh, I forgot that's a Christmas movie. I'm
trying to think of like a depressing movie.
You ever see El Camino Christmas?
I think I have a little bit.
It's got Tim Allen in it and he's not Santa.
I know.
It's actually really good.
He's like a little Sunday hot fudge on the side. He's like, Scott, it was a bee bite? He's like, big bee.
I'm trying to think.
This year, Santa's coming in a tank.
Bad Santa.
Banger.
That's a good one. That might
not
be.
Not the second one.
I don't even have any recollection. I know there the is one. But
what's up with your family and them goddamn sandwiches? Banger.
Thurman Merman. That was his name.
Really?
Yeah, that was the kid's name. Thurman Merman.
The second Christmas Story. Not the one with Marv. Because there's like a low budget one with Marv.
Yeah, what was the other one that we watched with the game system? 8-bit Christmas. That's a good sad one.
Is it 8-bit or 16-bit?
It's 8-bit.
Dude, I already watched it. Cried my eyes out.
I know.
End of it gets you every time.
Yeah.
Steve Zahn's a banger, too.
He's good. He's underrated.
Dude, I just watched Saving Solomon the other day.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Loves it.
She's like, oh, well, it looks like someone superimposed him into these pictures. He's like, no.
What's the one with Tim Allen, The Thing You Do? He plays like the guitarist and that. He's like,
oh, I don't think I know that movie.
It's like a classic, like it's about a band back in the day, but he like plays like the kooky. Actually, funny enough, that Christmas movie, the bass player is Nick Papagiorgio, which is from Natural Lampoon's Christmas. It's all going down though.
I don't think I know this movie.
Dude, banger. You definitely seen it.
I've never even heard of this.
Dude, if you've never seen...
I've never seen it.
If you're a fan of the pod, reach out.
It looks like...
This is a classic.
It looks like not something...
Like it's about like a one-hit wonder band. They have like one good song, that's it. The guy's like...
I don't even think I've heard of it.
I quit.
It's actually a true story.
Banger. No, it's not.
Yes, sir. It's fiction.
No, it's not.
Fictional. Doesn't that mean real?
No, non-fiction is real.
Oh, all right.
Actually, thinking about that, the Fargo show, they like put
nonfiction.
Like a, no, they put like a thing at the beginning, and it's like if you didn't know,
now you know.
Now you know. But if you didn't know, like, I feel bad because my wife is actually smarter than I am, like way smarter than I am. But it like popped up because I know the lure of like the first movie. I was like, no, it's not actually a true story, but it's like they lead you to believe, but there must be some kind of loophole in the law of saying, like, true story, or saying inspired by a true story.
Inspired.
But it doesn't say inspired. It says, I'm going to look it
Tell up. Me what it says.
No one, like, the internet's so good that you have to double think what you're actually asking it, and you, like, get confused. You're like, should I be that simple? Like, the Fargo intro, true story, you're like, ah, too much.
Yeah, how about when it knows what you're trying to ask before, you, like, you get, like... All you have to say is, like, what is...
All right, so it says, the events depicted in this film took place in Minnesota in 1987. At the request of the survivors, the names have been changed. Out of respect for the dead, the rest has been told exactly as it occurred. It says, this is not a real story. But in the show, it says, this is a real story.
Maybe it doesn't, though.
And then it says, true story. And then it all disappears, and just true is standing there.
I don't think I've ever seen the show.
So this is like the fifth season, but every season is like...
Wasn't Chris Rock in one?
The last season.
Yeah.
Then before that, it was like you and McGregor played twins.
To be honest with you, I don't even think I've seen the movie.
The movie is...
Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Amongst like a bunch of other people. It's like a super dark, like Snatch.
It's like Snatch, but less British, less gypsies.
No, it's Snatch, but in Minnesota. Straight up.
Okay.
It's the dialogue's about the movie. The comedy is like right there in front of you about a serious situation that shouldn't be. But it's like kind of crazy and misleading, and it's good. Steve Buscemi's in it. Banger. The guy, there's like a big Russian guy that's been in every movie you've ever seen, but you don't know who he is. I'm going to show you a picture of him, and you'll be like, that's the guy.
You know what movie I watched the other day I never seen? It's got a big, he's not Russian, he's British. You ever see The Big Ugly?
No.
Banger.
That's got the guy, I know, the Sphinx from...
No, Snake, right?
No, wasn't Sphinx it? From Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, wasn't he...
He's like, on... plus one if you're in for the job.
I thought he was Snake.
No, it's the Sphinx.
Oh, was it? I don't know why.
He was he's a footy player.
Really? He's a footy player? He's a bruv.
Yeah. Yeah, Sutton Jones. He's like a world renowned. He was like a bully. This guy.
He's actually a really good actor.
Ready, Jess. You know this guy.
I know him. Yeah, Peter Storm. He's in Bad Boys too.
Yeah, he is. He is in Bad Boys.
He goes, hey, I'm on your. He's like, hey, I'm on your side, guys.
Yeah, he's in everything.
They cut his buddy's head off. He's every bad. I know the guy you're gonna. He's every bad Russian in every movie, and so is the other guy. The guy
he's
who
the bad guy in Constantine.
He's the bad guy in everything. If there's a Russian bad
guy, Armageddon. He was the bad guy in Big Lebowski.
He was.
He was the bad guy in Brothers Grimm. He was the bad guy in 22 Jump Street. He was the bad guy in Nacho Libre.
He's the bad guy in everything. He is the bad guy. He's the Russian bad guy.
Dude, that's crazy. That guy's made a living off of being a straight bad guy. And he looks a handsome bad guy.
Nah, he looks like a bad guy. Once you hear that accent, you know he's a bad guy. Russian accent, you know he's going to be a bad guy. The old, you know, the fucking USSR, you know?
Yeah. Back in the USSR.
Back in the old Soviet Union.
Back when the times were good.
Yeah.
Speaking of times are good, yesterday... Prohibition ended. Kind of crazy.
Where?
In, like, the U.S.
Oh, back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
What year?
1933.
Wow. You have that in your notes?
I do. I'm a booze guy.
You're like, they actually dropped it the same day they dropped barbecue whiskey, right?
They, like, saved all the booze they made for so long and, like, sold it that day. Everybody got sick.
Everybody got all fucked
People
up.
Just had, like, warm beer coming out of taps and shit, like, ah.
And dude, imagine if like you just didn't.
Now they are all upset about genders. Those guys are just like, please. Don't
I just
want to
get shit faced.
Fucking drink. He told his wife that night, "Hey, coming home tonight."
He's like, "I'm going right from work, and I'm going to the bar."
If you got divorced the first day,
yeah.
But back then, like, I mean, let's be serious. Women didn't really have a say.
No.
Back then, women would have put the wood floor down on you.
No, there's no way.
Back then, Donnie would have been here doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Back then, I would have still called on something and called my wife and said, I love you. Back in the USSR. We got to play the...
Then we're going to have to play it.
David Bowie USSR tonight. 21-year-old in Connecticut. Arrested for running an $8.5 million psychedelic mushroom.
Yeah, that was a while ago. You didn't see that?
No.
Did you see the... All right, so if you see the pictures of it, right? There's no way in hell. I've seen some mushrooms. He might have had, like, 2,000 pounds of mushrooms. We did the math.
Yeah, nobody actually gets the full amount for mushrooms either.
Well, dude,
like,
we...
At the end of the thing, everybody like, got a bunch of mushrooms.
So
like,
we did the
I'll give them to you.
If he had that much, that means he would have had 8,500 pounds of mushrooms. Or 85,000, like... It's like some insane number. We did all the I'm not doing math right now. I've been smoking. But we did all the math, and it's like, dude, it would have been like 85,000 pounds or some shit like that. And I was like, or maybe not. No, I don't know. Do the math. 8,500 pounds he would have had.
We should like take a break and put like some music and then give the actual number.
With a little Jeopardy.
Ooh,
no, it's 8,500. 8,500 pounds. It's
I
impossible.
Know my math, like, I think I do.
Dude, think about how big of a pound of mushrooms is. We'll say a 2-gallon bag.
That's
dude,
a lot of masala.
Yeah, dude, there's no way. And he was mad young. He wouldn't have had the time to grow that many mushrooms. Do the time. Do the math.
If he had that much, he was definitely doing a bunch.
Exactly. No, like, nobody has that many mushrooms.
No anxiety.
Who does that many mushrooms? That's my next question. If he was growing that many, who the fuck is he selling them to? Not that many people do mushrooms. I don't give a fuck. Right?
I mean, if mushrooms are like any drug. I think you start off as like thinking it's good, and then like it doesn't really go that good.
I've always had a good time on mushrooms.
No, I know, but you also didn't do it for like a month at a time.
No, oh, yeah, I did. There was one summer I bought like 2 pounds
yeah,
of mushrooms.
Yeah, but like more than that?
That was like the worst. That was a bad summer.
And
you're right.
Writing haikus in your bedroom.
Yeah, you're right. It was a bad summer. It started off really good, and then all of a sudden it was like, all right.
Yeah, at the end of something, you're like, "Dear Delilah, I knew you moved to New York City." You're like, "Dear Santa, I've been super good this year. I want a weenie whistle."
A wooden pickle.
No, it's funny.
It's a bad Santa.
Speaking of that, the Matt Rife special, did you watch that?
I did watch it.
With your girl, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your girl wanted to.
No, yeah. I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to see his biceps? Your little...
Yeah.
Can I have a... in England? So, dude, number one, I respect the hustle.
I thought it was hilarious.
I respect the hustle. He was really good online, and he got huge online. He tried to cross over in his special and tried to get dudes instead of being to the girls.
Yeah, the ladies,
and
man.
And to the milfs.
Did he get you? Did he get you?
No, not all the way. I thought he pried a little too much. I think, number one, I'm going to say it right now. I'll throw myself under the bus. He sounded like I sound when I was in Charleston talking to my black friends.
I would agree. He did.
Right?
Yeah.
He just sounded like a little too like he was trying to connect with regular people, and he's not a regular person anymore. I like the ending when he like dropped the mic, bah, and there was a couple like the airline shit was really good. I thought some of the stuff he like was prying in the sexual shit with girls just to, yeah, like try to get the dudes.
He's trying
on
to be
board.
One of the boys. He's trying to be, yeah, a bro, and he wasn't being a bro.
No. I mean, I've seen a bunch of stand-ups, and I always talk about them on here. I've seen a bunch on there. I haven't seen the new Stavros something.
Me either. Stand-up. I saw Sal.
I really like him, though.
I saw the dude Sal from Practical Jokers posted to watch it and said it was funny.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that guy. I think Stavros. That's going to be a good one. I wasn't super excited for the Matt Rife one, but I did watch it with my girl. I thought it was good.
I didn't even know it came out.
It was anything I was excited about, though.
I didn't even know it came out. When I saw it, though, I got a little excited. I was like, ooh, Matt Rife! Ooh!
I just think whatever's coming down the pipe from... I think Joe Rogan's coming with something next year.
Kevin Hart's
back on tour, and so is Tom Segura again. Tom Segura's last one, I think, is like one of the best ones of the past year. Besides Shane Gillis's. I think Shane Gillis's maybe was the best one of the year.
I didn't really like it.
Oh, I love
it. I don't think he's that funny.
Oh, I think
you guys were talking about how great he was. I watched it, and
that's
I was
okay.
Like,
I mean, but
he's
other
all right.
People get like,
yeah, no, yeah, shit, I know. Like, know? I love Bill Burr. Some
like
people
Fargo,
don't like Bill Burr.
We're watching Fargo. Like I said earlier, my wife's watching it.
True story.
Definitely. But there's just some jokes that are like, dude. So John Hamm's like in the show, dude. Just straight up, he's in a hot tub, straight nipple. He has like little nipple ring. It's John Hamm. He's like one of the biggest fucking. He's like one of the sexiest men.
Is he?
I think he is. He must be on a list somewhere.
John Hamm. Sexiest man alive. Let's see. I'm Googling
it. Popped right up.
2007, one of People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2008.
Thank you. I wasn't talking about my ass. But, and
you brought it all the way back to 2008. Let's see if he still is. Oh, yeah, he is. Definitely. Oh, I know who he is now. Oh, yeah.
They say he's got a hammer on him.
Yeah.
Hammer.
I can see that.
Actually, he was second in running to be Thor. But
literally a hammer.
He's in a fucking straight hot tub with little like 90s,
yeah, like
Newberry comic on
stainless steel.
Like the bowl in the middle.
No, surgical steel.
Yeah, like a little in the middle. And he's like just chilling. And dude, he gets up. They show his little butt. He's fucking probably 50-something years old. But they don't show his hot.
You're like,
but you just you know this guy's
like, sexiest man 2023 for
dude,
sure in the
I'm
running.
Sorry. You're married and you got a girl and you know shit's not changing. I was at the bar the other night. I'm like, yo, everybody remembers the kid in fucking high school that had the biggest crank in the fucking shower. Everybody does. You don't want to admit it. It's okay, but.
I'm shaking my head, yes.
You're like in the shower, you're like, yo, did you see that fucking?
You're like, look at this fucking guy.
Actually, it made you feel okay because you're like, yeah. Nobody's living up to that.
Yeah.
Nobody. Mine was it was like a young Russian man.
Oh, yeah. From the USSR.
Actually,
and
he had like a second brother after us, and it was like the same thing.
It was
like
scary
the,
twice.
Yeah, it was like the
it was the second coming. Ages. It was the second coming.
Yeah. When they cut those dicks open, they had to count the rings. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Anyway. Yeah, John Hamm, he's 52.
Hammer.
Yeah.
Can't deny.
I wonder if anyone's ever said that about me.
Never.
Never. Not once.
Know who they have said about? Gene Simmons. I almost called you Saturday. Their last concert of all time. It was on.
Oh, it's coming back. When?
All time. No, it was on Saturday.
How much you want to bet?
Dude,
we'll go see him next year.
But it was like their last, like on pay-per-view, the last ride.
I saw the last ride.
We did.
Twice. I went again and seen it again. I seen it twice.
When we went, the guy who did the painting.
That was cool.
When we went to the, I didn't go there, but I seen the game on TV, the Cowboys-Panthers game. The guy at the halftime show did the painting like that. He's like, all right, let's get it going. Dude, it was like the wackest halftime. Let's get it going.
How about Rakim, though? The guy did the painting of Rakim while we were there.
Yeah.
That was cool.
But Gene Simmons, last show.
Man, I can't wait to see them do the second last show.
I mean, we've covered a lot of last Prohibition, Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Well, we saw Kiss have a last show
twice.
Last
time Diddy's going to do this to me.
I think Diddy's gone.
Done.
I don't think he's coming back from this.
Dude, a bunch of people have been like, if 50 Cent comes for you, you're fucked. Because he has like no shame. Mm. And he's like, yo, so play the clip.
I don't know the clip.
I just sent it to you, the last one.
I asked 50 about that. I asked him to take him shopping. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say?
Yeah, I thought he needed some clothes.
He doesn't even know what he's saying is like fruity. What? I'm a nice guy.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Let me get out. No, dude, you take me. That's what a guy says to a girl.
You know he loves me.
I don't think he like you.
You know he loves me.
I don't think he like you.
Okay.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Like a little fluffy stuff.
I asked 50 about that. I asked him to take him shopping.
He told me he'd take me shopping.
Look up the Cameron talking about window shopper.
Yes?
Yeah.
The second one?
Yeah.
The people want to know, in 50 Cent's video, window shopping, what was your role exactly in that?
What was my role?
He took you shopping. He said he scooped you and took you shopping in the video. That's what they told me. I didn't see the video. I don't know. I just was asking.
I'm going to let you win.
I show you the DM. They say you got an axe murder. Did he? I know he wasn't.
I know that nigga Don Q. I ain't saying that.
Nah, this wasn't Don Q. This was my man Pop Vasquez from the Bronx. Pop, right. Shout out to Pop. But
yeah, them Bronx.
Yeah,
niggas.
Yeah. Oh, he from the Bronx. Yeah, he's definitely from the Bronx. Pop said. He said, "Well, ask him what's going on in this video." Because he looked like he got. I haven't seen the video in years. So what you trying to say? It looked like he tried to take a shot.
Maybe.
That's at it.
Oh, nigga scoop murder. That's crazy, man.
Scoop murder.
Pop Vasquez, his name, he changed. They blocked his page. You can see for obvious reasons. Dope Seller Self Clothing. I asked the question. Mm-hmm. I don't know what response we got from it. But I asked the guy, I know you're going to come back tomorrow, Vicious, and I know y'all suck ass niggas is going to call him way more shit. I already know. But I asked him, Stat must have seen it recently because Stat doesn't watch a lot of old shit. You know, she has
I got tagged in it too.
So niggas is tagging. Oh. Yeah. That's what happened, nigga.
Yeah.
Y'all some vicious world out there. Y'all, y'all know whose side y'all on, man. But I asked the question. I don't know if you guys went shopping or not. This is all pure hate because all my teams lost over the weekend, so I'm mad. I'm not gonna lie, I'm mad about it.
Magnifique pour vous, des chaussures. Vous comprenez chaussures?
Oh, shit.
Shoes. Oui, shoes, mais cousues à la main, avec la bordure toute cousue comme ça. Shoes, oui,
men's
shoes.
Shoes.
Voilà, oui, shoes.
Men's shoes.
Pique. Shoes.
Oui.
Voilà.
Oui.
J'ai ça pour vous, magnifique.
On peut vous aider?
Elles sont magnifiques.
Window shopper. I feel like that could be my third song for tonight.
Window shopper. You're going to go with a throwback. I'll do one throwback tonight.
That's a banger. Actually, my second song was a throwback, too. I know. Dude, they dropped a...
Well, let's just go all throwbacks.
Whatever.
All right.
So that... I mean, I'm not done with anything else, but because of the song that I'm playing, Atmosphere dropped like a new thing, but it wasn't the same. But I forgot, dude, back in the day, Seven's Travels, God Loves Ugly, there's some like, he was crazy.
He was nice.
Crazy.
And all the old school rap battles, Slug, he's nice.
Yeah.
How about the new Andre 3000 album? What do you think of that?
I love it, dude.
I kind of do.
No, dude.
No, I don't.
I just want.
I wouldn't mind it till like.
There's been people that rapped over it.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Someone's gonna remix the shit out of that. They're gonna like really remix it. Like someone's gonna go hard.
Master Ace on it.
Paul Wall on it.
What is here? The Grinch on it.
Oh shit! I love the names of the songs though. Like, did you see some of the names of the songs? Did you read any of the track list?
I should have. I feel like it's an album that I should be listening to calm down.
The slang word pussy rolls off the tongue. It does. Way far, I think it says way farther than vagina. We're just going to play this the rest of this in the background.
Do you know that Nick Cannon spends $200,000 a year at Disney to take his 12 kids?
Say that louder.
Do you know that Nick Cannon spends $200,000? No, play the song loud.
It's playing. I'm playing.
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Oh, wait. There might be a Disney song. Hold on. Let's try.
Mama and her mama. By Andre.
Some of these songs are 13 minutes long. Bipolar Disorder's Daughter wears.
Like, featuring Trey Anastasio from.
Like, well, I don't. I just don't. Who was like, you know what? You should put this out.
Somebody, no one, remember the Walk the Line when he has like all the, he has all dogs and cats in the room and they're like, yeah, dude.
Sounds dude, awful. Take acid and listen to this. See what happens to you.
I think it would still not like it.
I think I'd like it less. It's freaking me out now. This name of this song is called "The Night in Hawaii." I turned into a panther.
Probably for white people.
Like, man, what?
I'm kind of into it. I'll leave it.
This is the best song.
Let it ring out.
The night in Hawaii when I turned into a panther and started making these low register purring tones that I couldn't control. Shit was wild. That's the name of the song.
What do you think Big Boy's saying? He's like, yo, man, what the fuck?
Yo, he's like, I can't fucking believe this shit.
Doritos and shit.
He's like, did you hear the panther? What is this?
Then you have like Freddie Gibbs going, he's like, yeah, I want to.
This is
actually the.
No, Matt, this is 7 minutes. This is 7 minutes later into the song.
This is the score from Ghosts in the Dark with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer when they're hunting lions in the dark.
All right, let's see if there's a remix.
Give me one rapper on it.
Yeah, just anybody. Give me anybody.
Lupe went on it. I think Lupe went on it. Which is probably like.
I got nobody. Song. I got nothing. I can't find
Lupe.
Nothing.
Lupe on it.
Trev Dog.
No, look at Lupe over Andre.
No, shit.
Sapase.
How do you spell Lupe?
L-U-P.
Like that.
Kick push.
Joe Budden tells Lupe fans to stop it. Oh, shit. Hold on, I gotta see what
Joe
Budden.
Joe Budden shared his thoughts on Lupe Fiasco's remix of Andre 3000's album. What's up, it's Asia Sky for Hip Hop DX, and check this out. Joe Budden has thrown shade at Lupe Fiasco over Lupe's rap remix of Andre 3000's Flute album.
Just say it, Joe.
Podcast, the Joe Budden Podcast.
Come on.
Stop. Nah. Stop it.
Tear them shits up.
He jumped on something?
Yeah. He rapping over them damn flutes.
No.
Y'all ain't seen shit.
Wait, rapping a little damn flute.
Wait till the producers in the Bronx get a hold of
it. He bought it?
I wouldn't know. I cut that shit right off. Oh, my Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Yo, dog. Yo, dog. There's women listening with vaginas. Please.
It's like the Greg of hip hop.
I find that the word pussy rolls off the tongue.
What'd you think about that?
See?
Oh, I don't want no words over it. I don't want to hear no
Why
words.
Would he do that to that?
I wouldn't.
Carson, did you like that?
I can't say nothing. Nah, you're going to diss me.
Yeah, you diss me. It was okay.
I'm going to just come tell y'all what's bullshit. That was some bullshit. Oh, that was some clout chasing.
So what are your thoughts on Joe Budden reacting to Lupe Fiasco rapping?
I don't know, you know what to type in. Lupe Fiasco.
It popped up underneath.
Rhyme and shot.
already like it.
You already know. Kosher. Beef's kosher. What does that mean?
Someone says, and this is why Andre 3000 is a genius and Lupe is the teacher of lyrics. Whoa. Whoa. Yo. Rap over it. They ain't ready. They're not ready. They're not ready.
Talk black. Through the weeds, I fatigue often. Traveling through the beads like the entrance to a massage parlor. Why walk with my garage harbor? The odd vehicle with a spoiler. I'm trying to win like the 107th caller. I told the masseuse to knees softer. In the tall grass, I get sleepy on the regular. I'm so private, but even here, me and my co-pilot fly the same plane like we competitors. Made my dream girl in an AI editor. The type of one on my forearm like the predator. She hotter than there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger. Yeah.
Trash!
Trying to be honest, my big problems, I promise. That's why I operate on the atomic scale like Robert Oppenheimer, the astonishingly option rhymer who grew up 3 hours outside of Wisconsin Dells. My homie rapping here, doctor. Tell Umar we don't build hospitals, we fund medical school debt though. Our concerts inspire people to do the impossible. We mill chronicles, why build a hospital when you niggas is anti-vax? I let you tell me what to put my cash on. When you hoteps put a mask on. Through the weeds I tie periodically. Fly with air I breathe, I perceive solidly. I prefer kintsugi pottery over pristine, perfectly weaved sophistry. I'm a bodhisattva possibly, cause being bothered don't even bother me. But not a Buddha, cause I ain't got the modesty. What you miss mentally is how
is
much I catch bodily.
Yeah,
keys get passed out, tur or high.
It's the same. Yeah, he's on the level. Me,
yeah, take nah.
Y'all Joe Budden's there. Back.
On them platforms,
just 5'9", at, Joe Budden.
That's words where I teach at. It says G chat, yeah. What? You ain't expect no feedback? He's talking about where I eat at? We 50. Wait till we 60.
His shit's the same level, I feel like, if you're going to compare the people that are on that level.
Like lyrical
like
miracle.
The same. There's like a same, even in the past 10 years, there's still a same level. Like, who's from the Roots? I'm sorry.
Black Thought.
Black Thought, Royce the 5'9", Joel Ortiz, Crooked Eye, Joe Budden hasn't put out anything, but he could probably get in there. Lupe was rapping like he's on that pedestal.
Slug.
Vic Mensa. Maybe. I feel like those guys are different.
Different how?
I just feel like they're in a different, they're not compared in the same, it's like a different world. Like DC to Marvel.
I guess.
No?
Yeah, that's kind of. Yeah, that's
like,
kind of good.
Like, those guys, like Royce da 5'9 and them, are like Marvel, and those guys are like DC. Like a little underground, like a little bit, but not all the way.
Maybe.
Like a Ill Bill or a Necro. Like, they're like.
I don't know which side they're on.
Yeah. They came out a new song not too long ago either.
Well, it's because they're bad. Well, because they're brothers. They were beefing for a long time.
Yeah. No, I seen your boy the other day. Just popped up on Instagram. Not your boy, but I can't think of his name. I don't know.
Whoa.
The lead singer from The Streets, he was like going on stage.
Oh,
like,
The Streets,
he's
bro.
He's like, I'm the awful Dodger.
I like that.
Dude, the other day.
That is his name, The Streets.
Show popped up on HBO Max, Awful Dodger. Haven't watched it yet. Looks like a
The Streets is in it.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah.
I'm going to play a Streets song. I'm
going to
play a Streets
song.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Streets art material. Has it come to this? What's the other one? The best one's the fucking slow song.
He's, like, got he's got a couple slow songs.
Never am I gonna forget. Never am I gonna.
No, that's not the best one. But I know the song.
What's
you're talking
it? It's like he missed like the girl in the wind, kind of like what's the? That's this a
is,
banger.
This is the album. This is the good. This is
he's
the
like,
good album.
Met two smoked two fags.
Blinded by the lights. That's the one. 37 million plays.
No, I don't think it is that the one though.
Fit, but you know it. 52 million. Dry your eyes.
No, it might be dry.
He's like, dry your eyes.
No. You might be right, actually.
It's this one. I'm telling you. Listen. Ready?
That's the one. Oi.
Oi.
Did he not find a baggie with his hand in my shoe? Way too close for me.
He's rolling.
Allowed me through. Should be a good night in here. Ramo in the main.
how do we end up at The Streets is what I want to know.
But it has like all. It has the house. It has the rap.
I like The Streets.
Banger. Dude, the guy still looks great.
I don't even know what he looks like. I've never even seen the man.
Yeah, he's like, he's kind of like Slug. The English guys have rappers in the front like bass players, like once in a while.
What?
No one like a band has a bass player in the front. You're like, oh shit. Like Police, Sting.
Yeah.
What else? Kiss.
Yeah, I don't think they don't count. Everybody's in the front.
No, he's in the front.
Who's it? No, he's not. No, he's not. Paul Stanley's in the front. Paul Stanley's the lead man of Kiss.
No, dude.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
No way. No way.
How can you say no?
All right. I'm looking up.
That's what I'm going to put is the
Quins. With front. Actually, see, that's what I'm talking about, Google. With bass lead singers. The Beatles?
The Beatles were? I'm not a big Beatles fan, so
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going on the record saying that. Who played the bass in the Beatles?
I have no idea. I don't like the Beatles. I don't even think I could name all four of them.
You can't?
I don't think so. John Lennon, Ringo Starr,
Paul McCartney.
Who's the last one?
George Harrison.
I would have never guessed George Harrison.
Georgie,
is he like the least known Beatle?
No.
Who do you think's the least known Beatle?
Ringo.
You think Ringo?
I guess you would say George Harrison, probably.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The Deftones. They have lead pieces. The Red Hot Chili Peppers aren't led by Flea.
Just like Kiss isn't led by Gene Simmons.
AC/DC?
He played the bass? When he's...
Thunder. The Ted TV show?
I saw that that's coming out. Is Mark Wahlberg in it?
No.
Oh, then it's
absolutely
whack.
Not. But it's like a before.
Well, Mark Wahlberg's in some show right now. Isn't he on Apple TV?
No.
Yes, he is. Then it's a movie.
It's coming out in a couple weeks. It's like a family movie. The guy, Scott Hansen, they were having evacuation at Red Zone. Didn't move a muscle.
What?
The guy in Red Zone that just sits in the room. I always just wondered about people like that. Like NASCAR. What do? They don't piss. Adrenaline. Looked it up.
Okay.
Snoop, stop smoking.
No, he didn't. He's
it was like a marketing campaign.
Yeah, did you see what it was for?
Yeah, smoker.
No, the fire pit that I bought.
Really?
Yes, the fucking new fire pit I bought.
Did you get paid?
I wish I got paid.
Knuckleball barbecue whiskey. We loved it.
That's it.
None. Do you know they had a Space Jam 2 that was supposed to have Tony Hawk as the lead person?
No, instead they had the one with LeBron.
Yeah, but that was like.
That was trash.
Horrible.
Oh, what I tried to watch the other night, actually, Good Burger 2. I couldn't even get through it, dude.
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't either?
I wasn't just... it like first 5 minutes, I was out.
Dude, I was out maybe 10. When he had the whole family, that's when I turned it off. Did you get that far? When his whole family came out, dude?
Nope.
I literally could not even watch that movie. It was unwatchable.
Horrible.
And who actually was like, you know what, this is going to be good. Let's do this.
Horrible.
I never seen anything that bad in my life. That was probably one of the worst movies I never watched.
I watched Blue Beetle the other day. DC.
How was it?
It was like a DC movie.
Yeah, I know
had
the one,
kid
yeah.
from Cobra Kai in it. Dude, it was really good. It was really good. Like, really good. George Lopez, actually kind of funny in it.
Fuck him. Wow. I'm on Rogan's side about him, with him stealing what? Jokes.
No, that's not George Lopez. It's fucking Carlos Mencia.
Same guy.
No, it's not. George Lopez is a goddamn legend.
Yeah. Who am I thinking?
Carlos Mencia.
No, George Lopez is who I'm talking about.
No.
Yes.
No, not that stole jokes. It was Carlos Mencia. Joe Rogan went on stage.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Dude, I've seen the video.
Same one.
Look it up, the video. Joe Rogan goes on stage, Carlos Mencia.
Right.
Carlos Mencia. Now I sound like an asshole for saying it. Like, Carlos Mencia.
Who cares? Joe Rogan.
Joe how do you spell Rogan?
Yeah, how do you spell it? Joe Rogan, Carlos Mencia.
Blue Beetle. After this, we're going to play the trailer for Blue Beetle.
No, I already see it. We're going to have a new trailer. We need to watch a new trailer. Give me a new one.
I got one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Carlos Mencia. George Lopez, Carlos Mencia, same guy.
I know. Scared you'd be if he ran up on you?
Who?
If Joe Rogan at like 30 years old ran up on you?
Yeah, I'd be scared if he ran up on me now.
Absolutely.
I think he's scarier now. He's huge. His head's this fucking big. He takes so much HGH,
but
dude.
He's still ripped then.
I think I'm more scared of him now. I think now he really could throw a fucking kick. Yeah. That
back
head
then
kick,
he didn't care, though. He didn't have no cash.
That head kick, dude, he'd still would knock your head off, I think.
He had a little cash.
He had a, yeah, dude.
News radio cash.
Yeah, fucking Fear Factor. News radio.
I don't even think he had Fair Fight at that point.
I think you're right. All right, I got one for you. Did you watch the Twin Flames universe on Netflix about the cult?
No.
Oh, watch it. Watch it. Just watch it.
Crazy?
I can't even talk to you about it until you watch it. You have to watch it.
That's ridiculous.
New King Kong movie. I wish Donnie was here so we could hear how bad he wants to see it.
There's a big resurgence of all the Titan movies going on right now. So on Apple TV, there's Monarch.
Isn't there one that's in Japanese that just came out? Is that it? I'm listening.
So Monarch is on Apple TV. I talked about it earlier. It's Kurt Russell and his son in the same show. They play each other like at different times. Banger. It's like a slow build, super good story. But at the same time, for some reason, there's Godzilla Minus One coming out. Dude, it's getting reviews of saying, like, people, like, it's the best movie of the year.
They were fainting in it.
Like, crazy. Like, I'm not
Godzilla's
a guy.
Godzilla's the best movie of the year?
We've talked about it on the pod, like, in the past, the other movies that came out in the past, like, 10 years, but I know they're not affiliated with that one or the TV show on Apple. They're affiliated with the other one I'm going to talk about in a second. But I never watched, like, I watched Kong Skull Island. I watched the Godzilla one in, like, 2000
versus
like
Mechagodzilla
20 or something. It had like the guy from Breaking Bad in it,
Bryan Cranston
in it.
Godzilla I liked? I don't care what anybody says. The one with fucking Inspector Gadget in it. Fuck. Ferris Bueller.
Stop it.
Matthew you didn't like Broderick? That one?
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I like that
no,
one.
No, I had the Jimmy Page song with Puff Daddy. It did.
Don't we can't talk it about did. Puff Daddy. We'll get canceled.
We can't play this song.
What's it called?
It's Here We Come. I forget what it was.
Who was it?
It was Jimmy Page and Puff Daddy.
Come with me.
He really has a fucking... He's definitely Illuminati.
Well, right?
Take this money.
Look, Come With Me from Godzilla. You didn't like that Godzilla movie for real? Oh, bang. Even had a banging soundtrack. Come on, dude.
Master B's, I was like, oh! Hootie hoo!
Come on, where's Diddy? Where's it?
That was him.
That's not him.
That was him.
That's him? That's Diddy.
Yeah, it's like the first auto-tune.
Oh, I heard it right there. Okay.
Movie sucked.
I liked it. You're out of your mind. You thought it
Monarch
sucked?
Monarch show on
you
Apple.
You thought it sucked?
Horrible.
You're out of your mind. Go back and rewatch it.
When I was a kid, I thought it was horrible.
That's why I think, no. That's what I saw in the movie theater. The worms.
And like a lot of them, as a child, sometimes you don't like it. And then you get older and you like it because you're like, oh.
I'm the opposite. I like it as a kid. And I think that's
like
why
Cable
I still like
Guy.
It.
I didn't like it as a kid, but now I like it.
I liked Godzilla then. I think I still would like it now. Matthew Broderick, Inspector Gadget.
Like it.
Yes, I do.
You like Vince Vaughn in the second Jurassic Park.
I don't remember the second Jurassic Park. Is that when they go to New York?
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember. I don't remember him being in it. I was a kid then. But I remember Godzilla. Remember when Dave Chappelle was Godzilla in Chappelle's show?
Yeah.
Do you remember Dave Chappelle when he dies in Con Air? Best death
yeah,
scene
I do,
ever.
But I wasn't a big Con Air guy.
I don't like Con Air at all.
No movie I watched, so we stayed in the hotel for like a guy's weekend. We went away.
Oh, shit, guys, is this...
No, and I woke up in the morning, know what movie was playing, and I, like...
Con Air.
We always had it on VHS, like, seeing, like, bits and pieces, and then they made, like, a...
The Mask.
A spin-off of it, like a comedy.
The Mask.
No, The Fugitive.
I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
I don't think so.
I Didn't Kill My Wife. With Harrison Ford.
I don't think
And
I
he's,
it.
Like, the one-armed man kills his wife. Spoiler alert.
I don't know it.
Spoiler alert. And then there was like the Wrongfully Accused was like the Naked Gun movie. It was like
I never seen this.
Oh, it's good. He's good in it, dude. It's fucking fire.
Harrison Ford's good in it, or is
dude? He's so good in it. And Tommy Lee Jones.
Or is Tommy Lee Jones in it? Yeah.
So know the movie. I think you might have seen U.S. Marshals.
Is it newer? The newer one?
It's like when this movie this came out in
93. Yeah.
So this came out in 98. They're chasing Wesley Snipes.
No, I don't think I know. And Robert Downey Jr.'s in it?
Huh?
Robert Downey Jr.'s in it?
He's in both of them.
No.
I think he's in both of them. It's a crossover piece.
No.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. might not be in the first one.
No, he's not.
He's a rookie in the second one.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I don't want to spoil
yeah.
it for you. He's a big piece of the puzzle.
Is he?
A huge piece of the puzzle. Huge. And so is pretty much everybody up here, except for Harrison Ford, not in it. Instead, put Wesley Snipes in U.S. Marshals. That's U.S. Marshals. Get rid of everybody, put Robert Downey Jr. and Wesley Snipes in it. See? Da-da! Same movie.
Okay.
Banger. That's how I learned, like, I've never shot a gun, but as a man, you know, like, a fact of a gun for some reason, you watch the movie.
You've never shot a gun?
One time.
I never did. No, I was going to say, I didn't like it.
But they're like a Glock, like, could go underwater and go into sand and still shoot.
I think it's the AK.
No, AK is like a fucking big piece. I don't think I shot it and I was like, I'm not really. I never shot one. Like, ah.
Yeah, I'm like, this is
I was
not
like,
cool.
I look like McLovin from fucking Superbad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I had it sideways like fucking GTA.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh, the new GTA trailer? Did you watch it?
I did.
Doesn't look cool to you?
No, I'm like a video game guy, but like, it's not even like so every video game you've ever watched a trailer for, it doesn't look exactly like that when you play it. But we've caught up to the times where
it does look like it does. That's going to look
and
like
I'm
that.
And I'm like, yo, but also at the same time, I'm like, yo, of course they make a girl the lead.
No, well, there's two leads.
That she's in bed and the guy's in.
Yeah, there's two leads.
She's
there's
Jimmy.
Two. Yeah, there's two. There's not. It's yeah. not.
She's but, like, first, I was like, dude, first, this shit's first, fucking for real.
Yo, that game looks nuts.
I'm like, this shit's out there.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that.
Dude, they haven't made a game since, like, shit has changed.
Red Dead.
Like, no, I know that, but, like, GTA hasn't had a game in, like, 20 years.
It's been a long time, yeah.
20 years?
Since, like, I think, PS3. I think.
Look up the dates. It might be 20 years.
No, it's maybe not. It's 20, at least 10. It's
but
at
it's,
least
like,
10.
Out of touch with, like, cell phones and, like, everything. It's, like,
September 17, 2013. Almost 10 years.
10 years.
Oh yeah, 10 years, yeah. Well, yeah, it'll be 12, like, it'll be 12 years when that comes out. That comes out 2025.
Yeah, like we were still getting like text messages and like 8-bit.
And people still play, they still put out stuff for that one now. Like people still play that to this day. Nick T loves it. That's his game. It's like, oh Jesse, he's like, I'm a big drug dealer. He goes, I got a bar. He goes, I'm a gang member. Told me about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't.
He's got a big bike gang.
I'm not a big gamer, but that's a game that I probably would play for a little bit, but I probably get sick of it in like 10 minutes and fucking stop anyway.
I think I'm going to get. I downloaded Red Dead again the other day. I think I'm going to play it on
PC. Watched like a TikTok. Not, I don't have TikTok, but it's
actually,
like
I got the new Call of Duty Zombies. Get it.
YouTube thing, and it was like all the things you remember from video games that you shouldn't have been doing when you were a kid. And it was like going to the strip club as Duke Nukem.
Oh, I
like,
saw that. Yeah. No,
he's
he,
like,
no,
bust
no,
it down.
No, you know what he said? No, he said, yeah, shake it, baby. That's what he used to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Duke Nukem on the arcade at the barbershop. I was playing it. It's sick.
Banger.
It's actually so hard.
Which
to play.
One, though? Duke I like
Nukem,
the 3D.
Duke Nukem 3D? Yeah, that's the one.
Banger. The double. Da, 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 da.
I got it on N64. We could play it right now. We can go play
actually, like
I
a,
it here.
That was like a game you like legit played in like one guy. Kid was at the bottom of the stairs like, mom's coming.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was how GTA was. I remember GTA 3.
No, I was like okay to play GTA, I think. But I didn't. I had to play,
but I couldn't play it like around my little brother and stuff because he was too young.
Heart rates to the roof.
What?
My heart rate's to the roof.
It's your heart rate's to the roof right now? Is that what you watched that? Should That's we call a hospital?
I was like so excited off of fucking Duke Nukem.
GTA got you all for
it. Oh, get some.
Yeah. He said, shake it, baby.
God mode.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That was a good game. Surprised they never made a movie. Duke Nukem. Nukes.
Look. Shake it, baby. Here we go. Look, ready? Oh, no, look right here.
Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby.
This guy just didn't get the clue.
look. Ha, ha, ha. This game was the shit. It was just a ripoff of fucking Doom. That's all it was.
No, but it had American style.
Duke Nukem, what a banger.
Banger. I remember going to, like, Toys R Us and having to give, like, the piece underneath the cage. Like, they didn't have the games out, so you can grab them.
Oh, yeah, you
so
get little...
the thing. Like they think you a steal game.
That's how BJ's is.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to buy, like, a PlayStation or something, all the electronics are in the back, other than TVs.
Squid Game's the challenge.
Oh my god! I watched. So how far did you get into? I watched. The first,
I stopped after like the third.
I
didn't. Episode,
I gotta watch the end though. I gotta get to the end. What did I tell you though? That everybody in it is like such a little bitch. I never seen.
You might have thought they actually got shot.
Yo, I feel like they did better acting than some of the actors that actually died in the fucking show.
The squatting girl and like the first thing she goes, I can't do it.
Oh, she's like, I gotta give up. I can't. My muscles.
Like, she's like, was it like 132 is getting all the crews together.
How about the guy that eats everybody's food? Did you see him?
Yeah. He's hidden under the piece.
You see him. Yeah, they're like, look, he stole someone's food. It's just like the show.
The guy started crying before he went, and he's like, what?
The redhead guy?
He's like, all right, I'll take
the
it.
The guy with the red hair, I think he got eliminated, thank God.
I'll just take it.
He's like, oh.
The guy with his mom.
Are they still on it?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
I don't know. I gotta keep watching. I gotta push through.
Dude, but it's just, like, crazy, like, just to see people, like, live, like, I just can't.
Dude, that show sucks.
It's horrible.
It's terrible, horrible.
It's, like, all the people you don't want to see ever.
Never. I don't ever want to see any of those people ever again.
She's like, if I make the money, she's like, I'm going to live my true life. Rebel Moon Part 1 on Netflix. The Zack Snyder movie. We could look up the trailer of that.
Okay. Rebel Moon?
I feel like we might. Actually, we got a couple of the bangers. We might.
No, yeah, give me one trailer.
We're
already an hour in right now.
I know. We're just having
crazy. We've just been talking about nothing.
Give it the old Furioso trailer.
What?
Furioso.
Furioso?
Yeah.
Is that Fast and the Furious?
No. Oh. It sounds like it, though.
They're like,
actually, and the original movie was with Scarlett Johansson.
Furioso. So she's got a metal arm like Luke Skywalker.
She had a metal arm in the Mad Max movie.
I didn't get through it. I don't like the new ones. The old ones I love. They're dope. The new ones are like Mad Max.
So there's only been one new one.
Yeah, I know. There's two.
The old one, I also can agree that I've tried to watch them multiple times. But
I like the old one.
Oh, you don't like the new one?
No, I like the old one. Really? It's like too... you can't remake those movies. They're too gritty. And like you can't, like they don't even... like the cameras are just too good to even film it now, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, dirty and grimy and gritty, and I feel like it looks too nice.
I thought
If that makes sense.
I thought the new one was. But, you know what movie I compare to that, and it's, like, kind of the same, like, New Age, like, chasing his cyborg with Van Damme back
in
the day.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
I love this world.
Yeah, when he's, like, when he tells him, oh, man, that's a good one.
The beginning of the first Method Man to Cal album is from Cyborg with Method Man. I mean, Cyborg with Van Damme.
Cyborg with Method Man.
Method Man. I love this world. Banger. Can't wait.
They're remaking that one, too?
What?
Cyborg?
No,
what?
You know Van Damme would still be in. He's like,
oh, yeah.
He'd walk out of the corner just to get a couple mil piece.
He'd be like the old Cyborg. He'd be like Arnold when he's like, I'm old, not obsolete.
With the range finder.
The 30-yard range.
Dude, Gen V wrapped up, which is like the
I gotta watch that. I haven't watched
it. Dude, I think you'd really like it. I think if you like The Boys out there, Gen V was very good. It's like a really good spin-off of the show. It stays true to it without like damaging the original material. Also, they just dropped a trailer for the new season of The Boys, which is...
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, crazy.
There's a new... All right.
I mean, Starland is gonna be nuts, obviously. Now starting.
Rome. Greece.
Are any of them in, it's pretty warm, right?
Just like a little...
All democracies fail.
Nah. It's not this.
Because people are fucking stupid.
It's congruent to them what this is.
It's the same time period, right? It's the same time period, the Gen V. It's not
but
like...
But if you crush the masses, who builds your monuments? Who tongues your taint? The people will tear it apart themselves. You just gotta nudge them a little. Then you get to swoop in and be the one saving it.
Like Caesar,
like Caesar.
Don't worry. If there's hell below,
hell.
Who wants their balls crushed?
Me.
Your team.
What's your code name again?
The Boys.
Oof. Who came up with that shit?
Oh! Sexiest Man Alive, 2008.
Ha! When's this come out?
I forgot.
2024. Could be soon.
I would assume that it's probably early 2024.
Hi, everyone. Seth MacFarlane here, and I am thrilled to share the trailer for our...
No, I'm not watching all the trailers.
We just play all trailers all
day. All trailers all day.
So, we took my kid to get pictures at Garden City.
Again?
Yeah. Dude, the best Santa in the world. Like, top.
Didn't he get arrested last year?
No. No, no.
What's
no.
the difference here?
No, but no.
Didn't
no,
one
no.
get
so,
arrested
no,
or something?
No, this is what I'm getting at. So this week, the whole Garden City got shut down. The fucking Santa was cocked in there. Passed
no.
out, taking
Again,
pictures
see?
With the babies. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Cocked.
This year?
Yeah. I think he was celebrating the Last Kiss show.
Did you see the drunk Santa?
No, no, no. I have a picture, but we can't post the picture of the guy. I don't know.
Show me him. Let me guess. He's got a beard. He's got a white beard and he's got a red outfit on. Is that the same guy? He's drunk.
No, it's not the same guy from my pictures. I would have sued the joint for absolutely nothing. Obviously, Donnie's not here, so we're not going to like go into football. Super crazy. Patriots suck. Cowboys made a great comeback. Super happy about it.
Falcons number one in the South.
The Chiefs win a big lose a big game to the fucking Green Bay.
I think the Chiefs are fake.
The Eagles lose a big game. The 49ers. 49ers come up big against them. This week, Cowboys play the Eagles late night, Sunday. Big showdown. Basically, the end of the year, the Cowboys are playing Miami, Buffalo, Eagles, Biden.
No, no.
Bad Bobby's pregnant.
Who?
Oh, shit. So, went on a guy's trip with the family. Great time. Went to Charlotte.
You went on a guy's trip or you went with the family?
Guy's trip with the family. Family of guys.
Oh, the brothers.
Yeah, my dad, my two brothers. We went to see my other brother.
Yeah.
So, we went down to Charlotte. Great time. Went to go see the Cowboys-Panthers game. 80% Cowboys fans in there. You've never seen so many bedazzled Cowboys shirts in your whole entire life. Off market. Definitely not sponsored by the NFL. Like, my baby played for the Cowboys. All bedazzled. Awesome, dude. Great time. They were calling it Dallas, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Great time. The old man, my dad, maybe getting a little old for his britches. Hung out with the guys. Long weekend for all of us, I think. You're getting older. I just don't think we can hang like we used to.
You guys can't hang.
I just don't think. But of course, I stayed out for a couple more drinks than I should have. On Sunday. Just can't hang like I used to. That's what the podcast is called this week.
Just can't hang
just
like
can't
I used to.
Hang like I used to.
I can
Brought
still.
To you by.
I think I can still hang.
You think so?
Yeah.
Adderall's a hell of a drug.
That is too.
Yeah, did you hear Prohibition die?
Did you hear Prohibition ended yesterday?
Let's get into some music.
All right, you go. So give me a song. We're going to go old school. Just give me a song. Tell me and I'll put it on.
Trying to find the balance atmosphere since the earlier.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've been banging it. The other day I played it, I was like, oh, I'm going
to... 23 million plays.
On my recap for the year.
Is it? No. This is a banger. No?
Banger. That's why I played it. I don't know what that
means, but I know that I mean it. I'm going to play an atmosphere song maybe next then. As evil as they seem, or maybe I only look out the window when it's scenic. Atmosphere finally made a good record. Yeah, right, that shit almost sounds convincing. The last time I felt as sick and contradictive as this was the last time we played a show in Cincy. Get real, they tell me. If only they knew how real this life really gets.
they would stop acting like a silly bitch. They would respect the cock, whether or not they believed in it. Doesn't take much, and that's messed up, because these people do a lot of simple shit to impress us. While everyone was trying to outdo the last man, I was just a ghost trying to catch some Miss Pac-Man. Hello ma'am, would you be interested in some sexual positions and emotional investments? See, I'm not insane, in fact I'm kinda rational. When I be asking, yo, where did all the passion go? East Coast, West Coast, down south, Midwest. Nowadays everybody knows how to get fresh. Somebody give me a big yes. God bless America, but she stole the beef from West. Now I'm too fucked up to dance, so I'ma sit with my hand on the front of my pants. You can't achieve your goals if you don't take that chance. So go pry open that trunk and get those amps, you know? In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. See me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. So now I keep a close eye on my pets, because they make most of their moves off of instinct and sense. It's eat, sleep, fuck, and self-defense. So straight, you can set your clocks and place bets. Wait, let's pray on a blind, deaf, dumb, dead. Hustle, maybe a couple will love what you said. MCs drag their feet across a big naked land with an empty bag of seed and a fake shake of hands. Yeah, I got some last words. Fuck all of y'all. Stop writing raps and go play volleyball. Gotta journey the world in a hurry, cause my attorney didn't put enough girls on the jury. Guilty of dropping these bombs in the city, but I'm innocent. Love is the motive, that's why I'm killing them. Guilty of setting my fire in all 50, but I'm innocent. Blame it on my equilibrium. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. See me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I gotta find my balance, I gotta find my balance.
Definitely.
All right, this is, I like this one. Atmosphere, Modern Man's Hustle. This is a good one. A little more depressing. The banger, though, yeah.
The first time I met the devil was at a Motel 6. She left hell to spend a weekend on Earth just for kicks. Sexy little bitch, shorter than expected, about 5'5", getting thick in the breast and thighs. Beautiful, dark eyes, a strong stare, large lips, soft hands, and long hair. I said I'll make you smile for the simple fact I'm good at it. I'll make you smile just so I can sit and look at it. The modern man must hustle. I will show you all you need to know. You must hold on to anyone that wants you, and I will love you. You simple and the struggle, but girl, you gotta understand the modern man must hustle. Who cares what Jane said? She always spits the same spit. I'd rather kill the radio and listen to the rain hit. Little sister needs seclusion, somehow she'll discover it through the pop music. Got used to the feeling of falling, but you'll never see her following. Bouncing back and forth between the healing and the hollering, riding the outer ring of your own private Saturn. Thoughts scattered all across the gray matter. Little baby doll, she doesn't know.
know what to say. The all the patience is short, and of course the pride is way too tall. Break it all, smash the past like it was made of glass. Ain't no other way to make it last. It hurts to watch Lucy lucid dream. I've had the pleasure of seeing
her scream.
And when she calms down, I'll turn the sound down and put my arms around the little lost and found. And I'll tell her that I will show you the door, you got to understand the modern man must hustle, little lady, don't say a word or the rest of the village gonna know you're disturbed. And if you let them know that you're vulnerable, then there ain't no stopping how far they up and you slow. I'm a chapter in your textbook, read me like a checkbook. Mistook love at first sight for a sex look. Enough of the blind man's bluff, I want the good stuff. Trying to hook up a full belly and a foot rub, the modern man's hustle. I dig it, I shovel, feed me your troubles and need me to cuddle.
Come on,
bundle up in my mitten and coat. It's cold as it get, I'll keep your winter afloat. So let the snow fall. She doesn't want to understand why I still come around. She look at the mirror, she don't see what I see. She holds no history of how precious she be. Lay your head on my chest, speak of the stress. Kick your feet up and rest before we clean up the nest. I hate to see you upset, it cramps the position. And if you didn't know, you better listen. You better listen, cause I will show you all you need to know. You must hold on to anyone that wants you, and I will love you. Too simple than the struggle, but girl, you gotta understand the modern man must hustle. I will show you all you need to know. You must hold on to anyone that wants you, and I will love you. Too simple than the struggle, but girl, you gotta understand the modern man must hustle.
Oh, we smoked a Gotti, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
You want to throw him for a quart? You want to get a zip?
Oh, shit, a zipper.
Yeah, how much for a Z?
A lid?
No,
that's an old one.
That's a whack one.
No, it's not. That's the original one. All right, go time. AZ and Pharaoh Monch. I like that.
Yeah. Fuck all y'all niggas, man. Straight up. Murder. Ripped out, draped in Persian, white turban. It's certain I'm from the life of more polite in person. Slight diversions, revert and ignite my curbing. Hyperversion, nothing nice, I'm a psych surgeon. Believe it, don't just breathe it, I OD it. No halves, I whole key it. If we clash, then so be it. Hoes see it, the haters know it, they favorite poet. Paid it forward for me and mine's a major moment to making. No mistaking, this is vibration. High ranking, can sanction any citation. Solo, do it dolo pro bono. The homie Tono could go gold, no promo. Plain tee on, polo sweats,
AZ's nasty.
On, but get Cuban sets on my neck, that's what I be on. Been for eons, hold mine, no cosign. Slow grind, let's get it, this is go time.
Like bullets that can switch from the clip to the chamber. Keep your finger on Pharaoh the trigger when you're in imminent danger. Anger, anybody can get it when that thing busts. Be ready to clap when it's showtime. See the light at the end of the tunnel, it's go time. Put the spotlight on these rappers with no rhyme. Clap, it's no turning back now, it's go time. Clap, it's no turning back now, scoop time.
Street etiquette with this rap shit. Along with known predicates I'm overlax with. Never no rhetoric or none of that cap shit. Captive but school keen and I adapt quick. Show your love. If you about it, then you know the buzz. Homie up any owner's pub. This is my only drug, the jeweler. Beneficial since my Frank Mueller. Fuck your favorite if he ain't cooler. On the coast of Cuba, blowing cahibas like I'm smoking Sheba. The overseer, this is mostly leisure. Either that or neither. Gotta have it, this is black magic. My mathematics is fast as my rap status. Chasmatic, cash addict, half savage. Hashtag it, I'm back at it. Facts bastard, jacket. Ain't no ends to that different dough. Sipping slow, this that seven figure flow. Niggas know the essence, swept of essence. Half moon crescent, destined. Since a savvy adolescent, question. Do one differ cause they quote scripture. Close whisper, roll a spliff to this motion picture. You hear the whispers, head start, nah, still a getcha.
Like the bullets that can switch from the clip to the chamber. Keep your finger on the trigger when you're in imminent danger. Anger. Anybody can get it when that thing busts. We ready to clap when it's showtime. See the light at the end of the tunnel? It's go time. Put the spotlight on these rappers with no rhyme. Clap. It's no turning back now. It's go time. Clap. It's no turning back now. It's go time.
Another banger.
All right, I got one for you. I got an old school
this,
one.
This fireplace is getting toasty.
This is a banger.
This is like the.
This is the one. This is the one that got him famous. Oh, you don't like this one? You want to put a different one on? Has it come to this?
This ain't the down, it's the upbeat. Make it complete. So what's the story? Guaranteed accuracy, enhanced CD. Latest technology, darts at treble 20.
The Huffle Dodger.
Capable advance, majors be vigilant. I excel in both content and deliverance. So let's put on our classics and we'll have a little dance, shall we? No sales pitch, no media hype. No hydro, it's nice and ripe. I speak in communications in bold type. This ain't your archetypal street sound. Scan for ultrasounds, north, south, east, west and all round. And then to the underground.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend.
The excitement.
Let's push things forward.
Oh, God's getting faster. Getting faster. The
then you go by them.
I fucking played this album.
No oh, me too. All of them. Yeah, two of them. It was two of them.
Let's push things forward.
As we progress to the checkpoint, I wholeheartedly agree with your viewpoint, but this ain't your typical garage joint. I make points which hold significance. That ain't a bag, it's a shipment. This ain't a track, it's a movement. I got the settlement. My frequencies are transient and resonate your eardrums. I make bangers, not anthems. Leave that to the Artful Dodger. The broad-shouldered 51% shareholder. You won't find us on Alta Vista. Cult classic, not bestseller. You're gonna need more power. Plug in the three phase and the generator. Crank it up to the gigawatts. Critics ready with your pot shots. The clock Dickens. Put on your mittens for these sub-zero conditions. But remember I'm just spitting. Remember I'm just spitting. Once bitten, forever smitten.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them.
It's nice.
There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Spit jewels like Eastern riches, junkie fixes. Around here we say birds, not bitches. Not bitches. As London Bridge burns down, Brixton's burning up. Turns out you're in luck, so I know this dodgy fucking the duck. So it's just another show flick from your local city poet. Case you geezers don't know it, let's push things forward. It's a tall order, but we're taller. Calling all maulers, backstreet brawlers, corner shop crawlers. Victory's flawless. Flawless. Love us or hate us, but don't slate us. Don't conform to formulas. Pop genres are shut. Sharp darts, double dutch. Park cars, troubles are much with more bud. Let's push things forward.
You say that everything sounds the same.
Never again am I gonna be late. Never again am I gonna be late.
There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Hey, say what you want. He's nice.
In your garage.
It's a garage joint.
Yeah. When your piss smells like asparagus.
All right, so I guess we're listening to some Drake. Here we go.
Banger. This is a banger.
Check. No, it's not.
He rips this shit.
Yes.
This is a ripper.
I gotta get a banger.
This is a ripper.
Hey.
It's a ripper.
Yeah. Look. The most decorated, competition decimated. My driver's dedicated, your driver's designated. Niggas got you to the spot, and then you separated. Reasons for it speculated, we know how it escalated. Rarely celebrated, grade 11 educated. Radio was king again, Billboard got me regulated. Wanna make it fair for you, numbers that I generated. Do right and kill everything, people knew that death awaited.
Taylor Swift, the only nigga that I ever rated. Only one could make me drop the album just a little later. Rest of y'all, I treat you like you never made it. Leave your label devastated. Even when you pad the stats, period, I never hate it. Even when you stab me in the back, the vest is metal plated. Trying to see a B inside my circle like I'm getting graded. Man, all this luggage in the lobby like I'm getting traded. Every time you need me for a boost, I never hesitated. Every time a Yeezy caught a truce, he had my head inflated. Thinking we gon' finally piece it up and get the levitated. Realize that everything premeditated. Everyone was good with me then. Everyone expression faded. Ticking time bomb and they begging me to detonate it. If I press this red button, dog, everybody heaven gated. Press this red button, dog, and everything forever changes. Word to M Dollar, she the only one could maybe save it. Shoulda hit you first, but sis, you know about the shit I take it. Niggas think it's sweet, but I am not a diabetic patient. No. I will start blacking over here like it's segregation. I will fucking double cross you niggas like it's meditation. I'll give you a hard pill to swallow, this your medication. I will fucking pop up on your ass like a revelation. I could tell you better than I show you, this a demonstration. I will fucking leave you in the dirt like some vegetation. Chemicals is mixing in my brain, killing hesitation. I will fucking force a few shots like a vaccination. Niggas fucking call me up the cap, it's not a graduation. I will fucking put your ass on pause like I'm Pastor Mason. I will set alarms off and cause a whole evacuation. I'll get to you 10 years from now like procrastination. I'll fucking find out wherever y'all are celebrating. Pull apart my phantom on the curb like I'm Larry David. And then we'll see who's really crazy. Yeah.
He's like, I'll make y'all scream like Wes Craven.
Yeah, see, there you go. You're better than he is.
Big Dick Wilt Chamberlain.
He got Ghost Riders.
He's a big... Easty Aldo. Cajun.
All right.
Thanks for coming out to another episode of the CJ Podcast. Donnie, we miss you. I'm Chuck.
I'm just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Jesse.
All right, last song. This is Chris Webby, Fine Wine. Rosé.
I wrote this shit for flex to drop a bomb on it. It's over when I'm on it. Yeah. Static, bring it back with a scratch and throw fire on it. I got five on it. Less it's that chronic, I got a dime on it. Everything the light touches is saying mine on it. Slide on it like a water park ride on it. Acid in my headband, kiss the sky on it. Treating beats like John Belushi, countertops with all these lines on it. Aim for the top and I keep my eyes on it. I'm an animal on everything like Echo shirts. You try to follow my every rhyme and your head'll hurt. The way I write, I consider it academic work. An extraterrestrial being that was sent to Earth. Just to kick in the doors, deliver you more rhymes than you could ever write. Plus they slicker than yours. Don't wanna co-sign me? Cool. Someone give me the torch and I'ma settle on my throne like the king of the north. Rocking Tim's with the tongue out. Smoke till I bug out. Night crawling on them, never see me when the sun out. Rookie of the year, lighting bogeys in the dugout. So try to find your balance, I'm about to pull the rug out, yeah. So you better get the fuck out here. Words hazy in my mind, but they come out clear. All these metaphors I got, I'll never run out. I'm about to pitch a shutout. I'll come at anyone out here. So bitch, you better keep your head low. Do it cause I said so. Retro, reppin' for New England like I'm Bledsoe. Can't afford a Benz, so I'm riding on the Metro. Arm out the window, flipping birdies like a Petco. Yo, see Webb the one yo lady look for. Jesse Pinkman of the game, but I cook more. Yank a cop up at his driver's seat, full force. Call it pulled pork. Was just a MySpace rapper till I broke through. Made a little money and I blew it with my whole crew. Used to pop Molly every week, I was so loose. Brain full of holes, just like Sonny at the toll booth. Left that bullshit in the past and went Goku. Super Saiyan till I got a mansion with a dope view. Shit, this beat is cold juice. Got that fresh produce. Turn the studio into a Whole Foods. So shit, you better get a medical check. I'm so sick when I spit. Every syllable I said will infect your whole body. Immune system sensing a threat. It's eminent, yes. My excellence ahead of the rest. Untouchable like Elliot Ness. See Webby finesse. I'm benching negative press while I'm flexing my chest. A superhuman mutant. Go get my genetics a test. My life's a never-ending segment of that Edelman catch. I'm Tesla with some Edison mesh. Together in bet. There ain't no motherfucking way that
I'll be second to best. Cause I'ma settle every settlement, won't settle for less. The topsoil and the sediments, the scent of my breath. Been underground, but I'ma dig the fuck up now. About to show them what the fuck's up now. Yeah, I've been underground, but I'ma dig the fuck up now. About to show them what the fuck's up. Fine wine, baby.
Time keeps on ticking, we can't worry about those minutes leaving. I'm grown up and I'm living decent, but I'm gonna touch the sky. Keeps on taking away.
But I'm only getting better with age. Said I'm only getting better with age. Fine wine.
Time goes by. Keeps on taking away.
But I'm only getting better with age. Said I'm only getting better with age. Fine wine, baby.